Inside Mac.
For Thursday, August 17th, 2006, and from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. The iPod continues its lead among MP3 players. Learning centers have turned to Apple to keep their students interested. And two women make it big while staying at home. Apple continues its lead in the U.S. digital music player market in the second quarter with a 75.6% share. According to the NPD Group, Apple has done a great job of focusing consumers' attention on digital music and their products through millions of dollars in advertising. But the mobile phone companies are currently releasing handsets with built-in music players in force, and analysts are warning that Apple may not be able to keep this lead. Just this week, Verizon has been showing off its new chocolate phone and MP3 player all over the networks. I'm sure you've noticed that you can't turn on your TV or radio without chocolate being thrown at you. The analysts state that mobile phone companies are getting better at the music business. Still, MP3 players have greater capacity, better user interfaces, and better integration with online music services, so MP3 players should remain competitive against the mobile phone industry because their devices are clearly better. According to the NPD Group, SanDisk followed Apple in the second quarter with a 9.7% market share, while Creative took third with a whopping 4.3%. The Extra Time Study Support Center at Everton FC's Goodison Park Stadium has come with a good way to keep students interested in learning. Invest in Macs. Macworld UK reports that the center that offers IT resources to children and offers school-time lessons and after-school sessions has been experiencing an increasing dropout rate, which led it to consult with teachers and students to develop a strategy to keep kids coming back. The answer? Buy lots of Apple Kit. It seems to be working already, since the center manager Abigail Williams said that having Macs has made a difference just by looking at the register. The center opened in May 2001 and hosted 8,000 students since the launch, but was a Windows-only shop. They decided to buy Macs because they realized that widening the available subjects taught to cover the remit beyond PC strength and word processing would help children learn. The story claims that now half the center's computers are Macs, and Walton St. Mary teacher David Jones said the kids are 100% engaged on the Macs. Coca Pally Music has announced that it will be a participant in a worldwide battery recycling program. This nonprofit public service organization has been created to promote the recycling of portable rechargeable batteries and cellular phones called the Rechargeable Battery Recycling Corporation, or RBRC. Coca Pally will now accept any rechargeable battery regardless of where it was purchased and recycle it. They ship all their old batteries to RBRC, where they use the thermal recovery process to reclaim the metals such as nickel, iron, and lead from the batteries and prepare them for use in new products, such as new batteries and stainless steel. As Apple continues to look into what the company describes as irregularities in issuing stock options, analysts are saying the upcoming hearing before the NASDAQ listing qualifications panel shouldn't have much impact on the upcoming product releases the company may be planning. A story on Macworld said that Apple revealed that it would likely have to restate its historical financial statements to record non-cash charges for compensation expense relating to past stock option grants. In addition, the company said it would delay filing a required quarterly financial report with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission for its fiscal quarter that ended July 1, 2006. That prompted Apple to request a hearing before the NASDAQ listing qualifications panel to respond to a formal notice from the stock exchange that the company was not in compliance with the filing requirements for the continued listing. According to analyst Charles Wolf, Apple will try to clear this up as quickly as possible. He said they don't want this distraction for the iPod introduction. But the director of analysts from market research firm NPD Group, Ross Rubin, said the financial management of the company runs independently of product development. He feels that the impact on products is being irrelevant. He said Apple has a very strong track record, and that's what's important to institutional investors. The report goes on to say NASDAQ has a rule that if a company doesn't file its 10Q within 45 days, they are automatically subject to delisting. But analysts all agree NASDAQ will not delist Apple. Coming up, find out how the universities are adapting to tech-savvy Gen Y students. From the inside, Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Perpendicular recording technology is advancing the capacity of hard drives, which up until recently have been stuck in the 500 gigabyte mark. According to Hitachi's Senior Vice President Bill Healy, Hitachi is planning on having its 1 terabyte hard drive ready for the market before the end of the year. The drive would be a 3.5-inch drive typically found in home computers. In addition, Hitachi is not limiting itself to conventional technology. Holographic removable storage will arrive this year in a 300 gigabyte write once format that will feature larger capacities and rewriting set to arrive in a few years. Newer technology has said that the availability of its new 55.5 watt-hour new power replacement battery for iBook G3 and G4 12-inch and 12.1-inch models. The announcement states that this new battery will provide up to 51% more capacity versus the original stock battery. The replacement battery has a retail price of $129.99 US. Universities have realized the importance of adapting to their upcoming students. A report in USA Today said those in their teens and early 20s are so very different than their parents that colleges and universities are quickly changing. Joe Rizzo of Hillier Architecture in Princeton, New Jersey, said students are coming to school with iPods, computer notebooks, cell phones, PDAs, and everything you can imagine. He said many of these students are used to their own rooms. They like privacy and live a 24/7 lifestyle. This has prompted more single room and suite options, as well as a change in the student centers and other common spaces so that newer construction offers more small areas rather than large open spaces. These students also demand instant service, and they want to be able to listen to a lecture outside of the classroom. The report states that one university is catching on to Generation Y. The University of Phoenix has recently added a new division created specifically for them. It is specifically for first-generation college-goers who need extra help toward an associate's degree. The program gives them greater academic counseling, assistance in developing their learning skills, and the flexibility they want to log on to class around their work schedules. Virginia Tech University is using podcasts and other forms of interactive instruction to reach new students. One professor stated if you don't go that route, they'll have a classroom of students listening to iPods, surfing the net, and emailing about how bad the professor is. Elgato Systems has announced ITV Hybrid. This is a universal receiver for both free-to-air digital terrestrial television and analog television on the Mac, combining the capabilities of two TV receivers in one product. The device enables ATSC reception with a rooftop or indoor antenna via a built-in standard coaxial connector. It also comes with a breakout cable for composite video and S-video, enabling the connection of a set-top box to receive premium channels, digital cable, and satellite TV on your Mac. The ITV Hybrid will be available later this month for $149 US. Destineer's MacSoft unit has announced that the universal version of Halo for Macintosh has been released. The universal version runs natively on both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs. Halo for Mac was originally released in 2003, so creating the universal application required extensive rewriting of the Halo code. As a result, MacSoft has noted that they will not be releasing a patch. However, owners of the original Mac version of Halo have two options for acquiring the universal application. MacSoft will send out a new Halo disk to owners of the original version. To receive a new disk, you can send MacSoft your Halo registration code number along with $9.95 US for shipping and handling. More information is available from the MacSoft website. For those of you who would rather download a new version, it will be available from the Mac Game Store. It may take time to download since it does contain an entire CD worth of data, but after downloading, you will need to burn the image to CD media in order to play it. Two suburban women in Washington, D.C. have figured out a way to stay at home and still make money by creating their own podcast. CBS News reports that MommyCast is making the two women podcasting's biggest stars. The show lets an internet audience, which is estimated to be in the hundreds of thousands, listen in on a kitchen counter chat between two moms. For instance, the mommies went to see a movie about penguins with their husbands and told listeners it was great. But to show you just how powerful these two women are, when March of the Penguins became a mega hit, the film's distributor actually credited them for the movie's success, saying one out of every four tickets sold was because of MommyCast. Ever since then, advertisers like Dixie Cups have been coming to the door, and in came the money. But according to the mommies, the most important thing is that it's fun. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.